Hello, Hustle Boss Repeat, and my lovely officiant friends. So, I had to get on. It is 2:20 in the morning, and I am so jazzed because I just came back from Wedding MBA, y'all. So, I just don't even know what to say. Like, it was 3 days of just a lot of stuff when it comes to the wedding industry. I wanted to get on and tell you guys about it because I know that, you know, I've been pushing people to become wedding officiants right now in our group. And this is like one of those trainings, conferences that can jumpstart your business. You go, it's 3 days, it's action-packed, it's tons of knowledge, tons of everything. The people who are like high in the businesses there, they're sharing their tips and their tricks, and we're all there just taking it in so that we can come home and change our business, change the scope of our business, change the direction we're going in our business, grow our business to something more than what it's been. That is where I just came back from, y'all. I was there for the last 3 days just getting poured on with knowledge, and I was just soaking it up like I was a sponge, you know. So our class is still going to be going on. If you're listening to this and you haven't sent in your interest, let me know if you're interested in taking an officiant course. Now, you won't be at the level of half the people that I listen to, but you will be in the starting phases of becoming an officiant. Like I told you, officiant 101 will get you started. It will take you from point A to Z in the shortest amount of time so that you can say, hey, I'm officiating weddings. I can do this. I understand it. I can take a sale. I can perform a wedding. I know what to do from the time that I start the wedding to the time I end the wedding, including getting the marriage license where they need to go. That is exactly what the training is going to cover. And you can be right there. And next year, I mean, you'll be coming with me to Wedding MBA. So let me tell you some of the perks of taking this training that I have going on. One of the biggest perks about being part of my group, being trained by me, will be that you will be on a list of officiants that I have. I do weddings, of course, you know, but I'm not always free. And sometimes I'm not always the right fit for the person that's calling. Sometimes they need an officiant, they want something, they need somebody in Spanish, they need somebody who has different backgrounds, and I don't have every background. Sometimes they want extra religious. They want somebody who has gone to, you know, seminary or something to marry them, and I haven't been to seminary. So the reason for, you know, you taking my class, you're going to get on a list. So whenever somebody comes to the website or they're looking for an officiant, and they come out to me, or they go on my website and they're looking for somebody in the DFW area, what they'll see is all the officiants that is available for them to reach out to. So that's going to give you another form of advertisement, because you spending your money with me, I'm going to turn around and pour into you, but also refer you to the people that come to me wanting to book weddings. So it's a win-win scenario. Okay. So that's one of the things you're going to get. You're going to get an action-packed training, and then you're going to have me always as your mentor to follow you along the way to make sure that you're successful in this business. I don't know, y'all. I'm so excited. Like I said, it's 2:00 in the morning and I'm up telling y'all about how we're going to be like great doing this wedding thing. Or how I want to sit here and help you get to the next level. And you haven't even started a level. But I want to make sure I'm taking people along the ride with me. Because this is, the wedding feel is amazing. And you just don't have to just be an officiant at the end of the day. You can do a lot of other things that just touches being part of the wedding scene. It's one of the most happy days for people. And you get to participate in it. So either you're an officiant or the florist or the DJ or the planner. There are so many working parts of this one big production, and you're part of it. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know how else to look at it or even describe it. That, I mean, it's amazing. Simply amazing. And it's beautiful, and you get to play a part in it. So I'm so happy that you are taking this leap with me and you're deciding that you want to become an officiant. If not, just keep listening to Hustle Boss Repeat, because we'll kind of go in and out when it comes to this, to the podcast. So I'm still not sleeping on the people who are just out here hustling and bossing and making their money. If that's what you want to do, guess what? I'm still going to throw tips and tricks at you. I'm still going to give you challenges, and we're still going to be working your business as well as the people who don't know what they want to do. That's what the wedding officiant is for. Wedding officiant one-on-one is for the people who needs a little bit more guidance. They don't know what they want to do, but they know they want to try something. This is something you can try and you can see if it works for you. If it doesn't, you keep walking, you keep moving, and then you look for something else. If it does be something you like, then you do it. Or if it's just something you want to do for right now to catapult other opportunities, then do that also. Because there's a lot of other branches that branches out from being an officiant. If you just want to stay in the wedding field, but that is completely up to you. And if you're just here for the Hustle Boss and repeat tips, trust me, we will be on it. I want you guys to start focusing on your social media, because most of you who are just here to grow your business and to take whatever you're already doing to another level, I challenge you this week as we start growing our businesses to start looking at your social media. Are you on social media? Are you doing anything on social media? And if you're not, what can you be doing different? Because everybody's on it, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, somebody is on it, and people are out there killing it and making money right now off of social media. So my challenge to you is to start looking into it. We're going to start breaking down the different levels. We're going to start breaking down different apps, different, you know, forms of technology. I'm not on everything. Well, I have an account probably for everything, but I'm not using it all to my full advantage, and that's changing. So since you are in my circle, it will change for you too. We will start pulling out how we can turn something into nothing, or nothing into something. You know what I'm talking about. It's 2:28 in the morning. But the goal is to start positioning ourselves so that when we walk into 2022, we're doing it in style, grace, and money is falling into our pockets, okay? Can I get you excited? Can I get you to start seeing what the new year has for you and your business and where you're going? You will not go nowhere if you don't try and if you do not take the steps. So do the uncomfortable at this point so that you can be great in the upcoming year. Start learning something now that you are not comfortable with. So that right now we're in November. So you got all of November and December to work out the kinks and all the stuff that you don't really understand. So that by the time January 1st comes, we're running. You may not be a pro, but you know what you're doing. You know what to look for. Build content, take pictures. All that is going to make sense. So whatever you're doing right now, whatever job you have going on this weekend or tomorrow, take pictures. I don't care if you're a lawn man, take pictures of every lawn you cut. I don't care if you cut trees, take pictures of the before and after pictures of everything you do. If you're a clothes model, or you design clothes, or you make something, or you create something, or you sell something, I want you to take tons of pictures, because you're going to need pictures, because pictures is what proves that what you're doing exists. Right? You know, I'm a big believer. I wasn't at first, but being in the military, I took a class in June, and somebody said, if there's not any pictures or videos, it doesn't exist. And you know what? That's true. So we're going to start building our content. You have these nice, fancy phones that we all carry around. I know they take great pictures. Most phones now take better pictures than cameras. And most people don't own cameras, they own phones. So your job is to use the fancy camera on your phone so that it can make you money. Just don't talk on the phone. Take pictures, because this is going to be the content we need as we start working our social media. We're going to work smart and not hard. So let's take the baby steps. We're going to learn social media, start taking pictures, and then we will go from there. So like I said, it's 2 something in the morning. I'm about to go in here and go to bed. I've been in Vegas all day. I've come home and now it's time to relax so I can wake up and start focusing on what I'm doing new tomorrow to make me and my business great. You are going to focus on making your business great. And we are all going to look back and compare stories about what we had to do to get to where we are. And one day I'll be listening to your podcast, or we'll be sitting here eating lunch and discussing where you was and where you are now. So I'm Latrice Nicole. You're listening to Hustle Boss Repeat. And it's 2:30 in the morning and my insane self couldn't think of anybody else to talk to but you, my fans, my podcast family, my Hustle Boss Repeaters, and my future wedding officiants. So I'll be talking to you guys soon. I'm out. Hello, my friends. I'm Latrice Nicole, and you're listening to Hustle Boss Repeat. I wanted to hop on for a few minutes because, as you know, I talked about it when I came back, but I went to Wedding MBA in Las Vegas. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. And Vegas is pretty great, too. Now, I didn't enjoy it as much as I want to, because I didn't know what to do because it was my first time going to Wedding MBA and I was trying to suck it all in because, I mean, that's what I was trying to do. But what I wanted to do is just give you guys the reason of why you should go to MBA next year. It's amazing. It's a lot of stuff. It's action-packed. There's people everywhere. And the knowledge is flowing all through the building. I've never been somewhere where I left feeling like I was ready to go run a marathon. So you guys know, most people that's been listening to me for a while, you know I am part of a big cosmetic corporation. I'm MLM person. And I've gone to our seminars. And I just leave. Like, some people leave magical, some people leave ready to take over the world. But me, I go and I leave like, why did I waste 3 days of my life? It just isn't me. I don't leave feeling like I'm ready to go take over the world. I just leave like I've just wasted a lot of money and I could have stayed home and I could have did 100 other things. So to go to Wedding MBA and come back feeling like, you know what, I'm going to do things different. As you can tell, you've heard from me more on the podcast, but my blog has been listening. I've been blogging more, just learning social media more. I've learned so much stuff, you guys. Like, I mean, it was tons of classes, tons of people, everybody pouring into you. But this is what I tell you. You need to go. And then when you go, go with an open mind. Anywhere you go, pretty much, go with an open mind. And take what pertains to you. If you go and you think I need to absorb everything, you will get nothing. But if you go and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take what pertains to me and my business. And I'm going to make that work. And if you hear somebody use the same term multiple times, make your brain turn on that you know you should be going in that direction because there's something about that direction that everybody is talking about. For me, it was social media. I kind of thought of myself as being very techie and very social media leveled, but then I realized that I'm not because once they start talking about things, I was like, oh my God, this is so out of my lane. You know, and I used to work in social media. I used to be a social media, you know, person for companies. And once I stepped out of that title and that role, I just kind of like, you know, stopped doing it. And what's so bad was I used to get paid to represent other people's companies. And then when I stopped doing it, I forgot that I ran my own company and I should be investing in my own company the same way as I invested into theirs. So this, you know, the conference made me realize that. So I say you want to go to Wedding MBA because if you're a person who's trying to get into the wedding industry and you're not, you don't know exactly which direction you're trying to go, I'm pretty for sure you're going to leave there knowing.
whether you want to be a planner or a photographer, an officiant, a DJ, a caterer, everything is in the building. Everything is in the building. The speakers come from every walks of wedding life, you know, and you're just going to leave with all that knowledge. You know, I sat into florists classes just because I was interested in some of the things they did. There's another direction I want to go into in the wedding field come in 2022. So for me, it was just, you know, listening in on that, asking questions, even people who did exactly what I did, asking questions, because everybody's different. Everybody's, you know, what they charge is different. The packages they offer, what they offer, how they offer it, how they present it, it's all different. But you can take little bits of everything they do and make who you want to be in this business. So I say that you log on to Wedding MBA website and see how much it is for a ticket. I'm not for sure how much it costs. I bought my ticket for next year already while I was there, because they always offer a low, low price to the people attending. But I suggest you buy a ticket. It should be, I think it's November 7th, 8th, and 9th, 2022. But you can know for sure if you go to their website and buy the ticket. Buy the ticket now. Lock yourself in. Put it on your calendar that you're going. Get the energy up. Start telling people, I already know what I'm doing. Because some of y'all business owners don't take vacations. So add a day before or add a day after so you can enjoy Las Vegas. Because it's amazing. And Wedding MBA is going to have you charged and ready to go to change your business. So that's my my spill on Wedding MBA and why you should make it an investment in your business if you're working in the wedding field. And I think you should go. Now, if you plan on going, I would love to meet up with you next year, because I'm already planning what I'm going to do in 2022. Oh, I like that. What you're going to do in 2022. That's my new catch line. You're going to hear it again. But what do you plan on doing? I would love to network with you leading up to Wedding MBA so that, you know, maybe I can help you. And maybe by the time we get there, we can sit and brainstorm on what classes you need to go to, because everybody don't know what they're doing. And you may be the person that's just thinking, I want to get into the wedding field. Now, I hope if you want to get into the wedding field, you actually start now, January 1st. And then maybe by November 2022, you are fine tuning it, because that's a lot of months to just be waiting to start. So I don't suggest that. Well, I'm about to hop off. Thanks for listening. Tell me what you plan on doing. If you plan on hopping into the wedding industry, what do you plan on doing in the wedding industry? Did you go to Wedding MBA, or do you plan on going next year? Let me know if you're listening to this on Spotify, because there's a nice spot where you can chit chat with me. And if you're not, find me on social media. Put a ring on it, Dallas. Same place. Facebook, Instagram. Holla at your girl. Let me know what you're thinking. All right. I am Latrice Nicole, and you're listening to Hustle Boss Repeat. I'm out.